Welcome to the Mum Break Podcast, a place where you can feel normal, get helpful information, and laugh your ass off. Hopefully without peeing your pants. I'm your host, Erica, and I have two kiddos. I am not a mom expert, but I do have a zillion hours of therapy under my belt and no filter. I'm on my own journey to find happiness, and I want to help you on the way to yours.
About a month ago now, I recently started a new morning and evening routine, and it has completely changed my life. And it sounds super dramatic, but I'll explain why in a second. But first, the caveat that one of the cool things I've learned and, you know, grown as a person over the last, let's say 5 years, is that I now see the world in sort of a reality of gray. And I'm not sure if this makes sense, but it finally clicked that there is really no one right solution. I spent so long trying to find the right way to do things, constantly trying to work towards doing things quote unquote properly. And I believe that for most things in life, I mean, absolutely not all, but for a lot of things in life, there was a one best way to do things. And I think that's a common belief because I often get asked, you know, what's the best way to do this? Or, you know, what's the best way to do that on Instagram? So I think it's a common struggle. So my caveat is that this may not work for you, but this is what works for me, and I'll share why. But I strongly believe that there is no one right way. And hey, guess what? I reserve the right to change my one magical morning right way 6 months from now when the circumstances of my life change. Because the cool thing about what I've learned is that, you know, for example, something that I would have believed 5 years ago and I was, you know, thought it was the best thing in the world. Now the reality is that it's completely changed. Planners is a really, really great example. Just over 2 years ago, before we all got locked down in the world, I was a diehard fan of paper planners. They felt good. They filled my soul. They filled a void when I constantly wrote down things. It made me feel comfortable and secure. Then the pandemic hit. There was literally nothing certain about every single day changed. I moved over to a digital system and now I can't imagine going back. So 3 years ago, I would have said, you know, paper planners are the best way. Now it's digital planners are the best way. But I truly believe that it's got to be what works for you and your situation, your circumstances, what your preferences are. And the reason I'm sharing all of this is because we may have similar situations, preferences, struggles, and you might be able to piece together some of the things that I've figured out have worked for me. So without further ado, this is one of the more dorky things that I've done. And I think you can tell by the tone in my voice that I'm really proud of this. I'm really flipping proud of this. And the fact that it's lasted a month now is astonishing. We'll see how long it lasts. Who knows? Maybe in a year from now or 3 months from now, things will completely change. But I have the weirdest, best morning routine for myself at this moment in time in the entire world. And it all started because before I started implementing the routine, I was in therapy and I was talking to my therapist and really, really struggling with a feeling of being overwhelmed. I've talked about it before, but essentially how I work through my thoughts usually is if I have a difficult thought or something that's bothering me that comes up in the day. Like let's say, for example, someone says something mean to me or I'm hurt by something someone says, then I usually go through cognitive behavioral therapy. And if you don't know what that is, essentially it's just challenging your thoughts and reframing them in a different way. I go through that either in my head or I write it down. And I usually come out of it with the thoughts reframed in a different way. An example could be, you know, Okay, something as simple as someone cutting me off while driving and I'm angry at them and it makes me grumpy, but I reframe it to, well, you don't know what's going on in their day. Can you control them? No, you can't control them. So don't worry about it. That sort of thing. And the thought that comes out of it is really positive. But when I was trying to work through this with this feeling of overwhelm, like there's so many things to do, I can't keep up, I'm stressed at work, I'm stressed at home, it's this sort of underlying thing that's happened for all of motherhood for me, is that I feel like I'm burning myself out all the time, but I'm only giving like 30% to all of the things that I have to do. So I constantly feel like I'm failing at everything that I'm trying to do. Anywho, this was the one thought that was really pressing at that time when I was in therapy, and I couldn't overcome it with cognitive behavioral therapy. I'm like, I have too much to do. I need to do this. I need to do that. And actually, I might have my list. What I do sometimes when I'm stressed is I just sit there and I write down all the things I feel like I have to do. So I write this big long list of, you know, I have to meditate, I have to floss, I have to make lunches, I have to put away laundry, I have to, just the brain dump of stuff, because then it helps me figure out what I can get rid of, helps me figure out what I can outsource, helps me figure out what's not important. But I couldn't get over this feeling of dread and overwhelm and stress, and I was starting to feel it was really starting to affect me. So I was, you know, I'm saving this for therapy. I checked it off and was ready to go. Some of the things that I was really trying to focus on this year were all things that were causing me anxiety, things I felt like I had to do, like flossing. The big ones for me were flossing, meditating, stretching, regularly washing my face. All of these things were important because my goal for this year was essentially to try to focus on being in a better mood, being a lighter, happier, less snappy, less ragey person. I'm really trying to work on honing in some of my reactive emotions and just trying to, you know, not rage, honestly, is the best way to describe it. And some of the advice I've gotten from therapists and psychologists is that I just have to focus on all these things that I don't want to do that are stressing me out. Do less, take more time, stop, breathe. But in a world where I'm stressed and anxious, I'm like, I can't do this. So enter my morning routine. My therapist essentially said, there was obviously a lot that she said, but she's like, you know, you need to do less. Like, okay. How? And then of course my brain went, how can I ram more into less time? Because I wasn't willing to do less. I've had on my list meditate every day for literally 10 years, and I never have until now. What I realized was that when I said earlier in the episode, I feel like I'm doing everything 30%, that I should somehow find the time and energy to do that other 70%, because otherwise it is a failure. But why? Why is it a failure? Why is it not just better to do 30% than to do nothing? Why is it bad to do 30% of something and then 70% you're not doing to your personal preferences, so you automatically fail? To me, if I flip the perspective to 30% is better than nothing, it's kind of crushing it with all things considered, it then cultivated the beginning of my routine. So what I realized was that with this goal of trying to be less ragey, more centered and grounded and relaxed, was that I needed to figure out a way to carve out some time in my day where I can downregulate my system, where I can reset, where I can build some time without feeling stressed about the time that I've built. So since I had already made this list of all the things I felt I needed to be doing, I took a look back at what my most productive days were, or the days, sorry, actually not necessarily what my most productive days were, because that's good too, but that's not always the goal for me. My goal is not always to be productive. My goal is to come out of a day feeling like it was a good day. There's all sorts of different markers and benchmarks that I could say, but it's different every day. Some days I want to come out of the day feeling happy. Some days I want to come out of the day feeling calm. Some days I want to feel accomplished, but really it's that underlying, okay, today was a good day. Things might have gone wrong. They might have had struggles with this, but I dealt with it in a way that I'm happy, proud of. And in general, it was a good day. And building in room for imperfection. But when I looked back at my days, what I realized was that the contributing factor to success was when I kicked off my day and did the most important things first. Shocking, I know. But the difference is, because of course that's the most common argument ever, the difference for me was what was important before and what should have been done first before was different now and being prioritized differently. So for example, you know, when you think about doing the most important thing first, it's triaging. What's the most important task of the day? What do you have to do first? Is it, you know, that pile of laundry that's been sitting there for the week? Is it that presentation that needs to be done? It was reframing what's actually important to set myself up for success, to crush those other things and do really well at those other things. And for me, that was the focus on calmness and taking a pause and really just focusing on the mental, emotional side of things. And that was the big change. So I looked at that big list of things that I should be doing, quote unquote, air quotes. And I picked out all the things that had to do with mental health is the wrong word, but had to do with spirituality. I don't know. The sense of calmness and groundedness, I think, is the best way of describing it. And things that could be done and batched together. So that was things like meditating, listening to audiobooks, stretching, weirdly brushing my teeth, flossing my teeth, and washing my face. I know that's not the same for everybody, but for me, I just feel better when those things are done. I'm sure there's some science behind it, but I've spent so much of my life being unbathed and grimy with young kids that, you know, right now I'm sitting here with a fully washed face, brushed teeth, and flossed, and I just feel like I'm ready to conquer the world. And what I ended up doing was shoving those all into a shower in the morning and the evening. So I'm the first to admit I am not a shower person. I actually hate them. And this is where it's cool because things change. If you had asked me 6 months ago, I would have told you showers are a burden. They are something else I have to do in the day and I hate them. I found them cumbersome. I found them unsatisfying. I just really didn't like showers. But if I combined all of those things together into one, it was a really efficient, productive way to create and start, kick off my day in a positive way. So now what I do is I've bought a bunch of things to accomplish this, and I'll explain all those in a second, but essentially the flow of my morning is I wake up, I get out of my sleeping bag. Yes, it's a long story, but right now at this moment in time, I am sleeping in a sleeping bag and it's lovely. It's a whole thing, but it's not the point of the story. I put my sleeping bag in my sleeping bag basket. My bed's already made because I'm sleeping on the sheets. Wow, this does not make me sound credible. There's a reason. Can I explain this quickly? The quick story behind this is that my thyroid, I don't know what episode this will air in, but essentially my thyroid was really messed up. So I was cold all the time and I couldn't get warm if my life depended on it. So one day I slept in a sleeping bag because I quite literally just shaking nonstop, and even the heated blanket wouldn't warm me up. So I cocooned into a sleeping bag and had the best sleep of my life, and I haven't gone back in like 2 weeks. So I put my sleeping bag in the basket and I walked my bathroom. We have a bathroom in our bedroom that's just for us. And I put on my waterproof headphones, which I bought on Amazon. I throw on the daily calm meditation. I put my hair in a ponytail because usually I wash my hair once, maybe twice a week. And I hop in the shower And I sit in the shower listening to my calm meditation. And I usually take, you know, the first few breaths of the meditation to center myself and to ground myself. And then I start using the rolling ball that I bought that mounts to the wall. So it's hard to describe, but essentially it's a giant suction cup with a ball that rolls so you can actually mount it at any height and it's movable. So I mount it against my shower wall and I can roll my shoulder blades or my glutes or, oh, it just feels so great. So essentially I redirect the shower nozzle and I roll out my shoulders and I listen to my meditation track. And once I get grounded, I've taken a few breaths, then I reach for my toothbrush and I brush my teeth while listening to meditation and just gently resting my shoulders on the rolling ball. Then I usually floss in the shower because I also purchased a waterproof portable water pick. I think again on Amazon, I think it was like $50. And it just fills, I just fill it up with water in that spot. And I sit there still meditating. I do it all very calmly. My eyes sometimes open, sometimes shut, trying to keep up with the breaths, but essentially just using that moment to be calm and to not rush through the day. And I floss my teeth with my water pick. And then I move on to washing my face. I wash my face. I wash my body. If I have to wash my hair, I'll wash my hair, which is, again, doesn't happen every day. And then I usually just sit in the water. There's this, a point in the daily calm, or I mean, a lot of different daily meditations where it's less guided and more breathing focused. So I usually force myself, even though it's difficult, to sit and do at least 3 or 5 breaths and just pause, because literally on my list was figure out how to stop and do nothing for 5 minutes. So I'm also trying to incorporate 30% of that in there. These daily calms or daily meditations usually range from 9 to 11 minutes. So I don't usually stay in the shower the whole duration of it, but essentially in the shower for, let's say, 8 minutes, because I'm usually out and listening to the end of it afterwards. 8 minutes I have meditated, because meditating looks all different things. I used to think it had to be me sitting on the floor for 10 minutes in my living room by myself with no interruptions, but that's not feasible in my world right now or with my ability to focus or lack thereof. So I, you know, in 8 minutes I have meditated. I've stretched out my muscles. I've brushed my teeth. I've flossed. I've washed my face and my body. I've taken a pause in the day. And in those 8 minutes, I'm ready to start the day. Then I usually, because it's important for me to also read books, because I'm trying to, this year, I'm trying to focus a lot on understanding more about the world. But I was really struggling to actually finish a book, and that's a whole other thing. But I decided to just get a subscription to an app called Blinkist, which is essentially, if you're old like me, it's the Coles Notes of audiobooks. So I then, I'm out of the shower, I'm calm, I'm reset for the day. I usually put on the candle, to be honest, because it's important to engage all your different senses. So I have, you know, everything going, and I do my hair, makeup, get dressed, dry off, with an audiobook that I listen to on Blinkist, and I often don't finish it. I usually only get through about half of it because it takes me another 6 or 7 minutes to get ready. Depending on, again, if I'm drying my hair, it's the hair, it's a woman and drying hair. I get why people cut their hair short. I really do. But essentially, if you had to summarize it, in 15 minutes every morning, I have meditated. I've stretched. I've taken a pause. I've brushed my teeth, flossed my teeth, washed my face, got deodorant, a little bit of makeup on. I don't wear a lot anymore, to be honest. It's really just whatever makes me look a little bit more fresh in the day. Got deodorant on, taken my morning medication, listened to an audiobook, got changed, tidied up a little bit, all in 15 minutes. And then I go downstairs and I have a coffee and I sit and just decompress for 10 minutes before starting work and just jumping into my day. And that's essentially what I do every morning now. And there are so many days where I've woken up and I've just obviously not wanted to do that extra step because it's something more to do. I've had days where, you know, the kids are around and they sort of ruin the plan, and fine, my kids are older, so it's a bit different. And my husband usually does mornings, so fine. But the reason I keep going is because I see how positively for me it's impacting me. I truly think that for me, taking that pause and starting my day with more of a calm is the best thing that I could do for myself in my current situation. Now, the flip side is the night routine, which is essentially I do the same thing at night. So yes, I am having 2 showers a day. I went from being a shower hater and having a number of showers a week that I'm not going to admit on here to having 2 showers a day. My nighttime routine looks fairly similar and it's great, but it still only takes 8 minutes. And then I get into bed and I feel like I've almost washed off the stress of the day, and I get into bed clean and relaxed and I'm sleeping better, which is crazy. I never thought there would be so much. I mean, we know this, right? But seeing it in action has made such a huge difference. And last night, as an example, it was a hard day at work, and I worked till 9:30 at night. No, 9 at night. And then I went downstairs and I made dinner at 9. And so I didn't get into my room until 9:30, which I know to some of you might sound crazy, but to me, that's actually quite late. I'm a morning person, right? So it's usually I'm in bed by 8:30 and relaxed and hanging out with my husband and watching Seinfeld. But so to get into work till 9 and then get into 9:30, I was stressed and I was feeling angry and grumpy and I was just in a mood and I was so cold again. So I was like, I just want to get into my sleeping bag. But I forced myself just to more to test a theory this than anything. Cause I'm like, this has worked in the past, so let's try it out. And it's so funny because I felt better, but I skipped steps. And I felt better, but I didn't feel as calm. I just skipped steps. I didn't listen to my meditation. I couldn't get my headphones paired because I was just being silly. I didn't finish my full face thing. I didn't take off my makeup. And I felt gross. Like, I didn't feel calm. I didn't feel refreshed. And all I had to do was take the extra 2 minutes to do those things. It was quite literally 2 minutes. And it made me realize how much this little 5 to 10 minute routine was impacting my day in a positive way. So, crunchy, longer episode than I thought. Done. I was like, I can get this done in 10 minutes. Meh. But let me know if you have any questions. You can reach out to me on Instagram. For me, this is working really well. So again, it may not work for you. You may be able to steal pieces of it depending on what your goals or whatnot are. For the most part, I just bought everything on Amazon. I am really, 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 really happy with this weirdo, great, amazing, genius, kind of hilarious routine. And that shift of mindset from 30% is failing to, wow, 30% is actually way better than nothing. I should be proud of myself. Well, I hope that helps, and have a fantastic day.